Today we're going to talk about what's called the basis of golf. And there are several components to this, and we're going to discuss all of them. The first one is there are three parts of the golf club. You have the club shaft, the club face, and the club head. Now those need to be controlled from address to the top and all the way down to the finish. Now the major concepts of the golf stroke, and there are three, is the incline plane, which controls the club shaft, the hinge action, which controls the club face, and centrifugal force in swinging, which controls club head. Now the club head is also sensed through the first joint of the right index finger. We're not only sensing the weight of the club, but we're sensing the sweet spot. Next, we have three essentials for a good golf stroke, and they are a steady head, balance, and rhythm. A steady head means that the head is not bobbing up and down or swaying side to side. Balance is self-explanatory, and rhythm means that the left arm and club shaft are moving at the same RPMs. Then we have what's called the three imperatives for a good golf stroke. We have a flat left wrist at impact, not bent, not arched. We have a straight plane line, which means it's not bent and the club shaft is on plane. Then we have a club head lag, what's called pressure point. And that pressure point, again, is the first joint of the index finger, and it's used for sensing the club head. Then we have the principle of the golf game. The line of compression, and that's hitting the ball from inside of the target line towards the outside of the target line with a flat left wrist. And then finally, we have the three dimensions of a golf stroke when it's on an incline plane. It is downward, outward, and forward. So apply these six bases to your golf game, and you'll get much better results.
This program is brought to you by Medicus Golf Institute, where you can learn to live your vision and become the player you've always wanted to be. Visit us at www.medicusgolfinstitute.com.